This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you humbly and ourselves under your mighty hand today. Just a thank you and a praise in you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just a thank you and a praise in you for your goodness. Just a thank you and a praise in you because you seem fit that we're still here in the land of the living. Thank you for being on top of the ground not on top of us. In the name of Jesus. Now, precious fathers, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Hide us behind Calvary's cross here today in the name of Jesus. Anoint these lips with clay, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33. The book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. And the word of God reads, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Just for the next few minutes, I would like for you to pray for me and with me as I bring forth the word of God. Today we're going to be talking about positioning yourself for God's provision. Positioning yourself for God's provision. Hallelujah. Positioning yourself to prosper. God's provision. God promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He promised that he will be with us. We serve a God who sits high and look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So we are grateful and thankful, hallelujah, to have this time to come before you this day, hallelujah, by the use of the internet. We are teaching on a local level, but we are reaching on a global level. So we thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. So those that have tuned in, those that will tune in later at a later date, we just hope and pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will bring revelation knowledge to you. Hallelujah. Positioning yourself for God's provision. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, obedience to God's word is essential at all times in a believer of Christ's life. Hearing and obeying God are the twin keys to success. To walk in God's blessing, you must be willing to walk in obedience to what God said. I'm going to say that again. In order to walk in God's blessing, you must be willing to walk in obedience to what God said. Positioning yourself for God's provision. in order to improve your life as a child of God, you must first improve your thinking, which will affect our speaking and our action. You see, the word says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, the A clause of the verse, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." The key to a successful life begins with a successful thought life. The key to a successful life fullness begins with a successful thought life. You see, Satan is aware of how God has designed us, and he is aware of how your thinking affects your life. You see, the devil, hallelujah, he therefore seeks ways to manipulate your thinking in order to cause you to think and act contrary to the will of God and to set into motion the consequences of your thinking and actions. The word says in the book of John 10, verse 10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Position yourself for God's provision. Position yourself to prosper. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we are told to guard our heart, to examine ourselves on a daily basis, to make sure that we are in the faith, to examine our heart and to protect ourselves from Satan's influences. Yes, people of God, Satan will challenge you in any method he can to contaminate your thinking, to cause you to have an inferior thought pattern that would derive you out of the benefit of the kingdom of God. This is bare to be repeated. Brothers and sisters, we are told to guard our heart and to protect ourselves from Satan's influences. Yes, Satan will challenge you in any method he can to contaminate your thinking, to cause you to have an inferior thought pattern that would deprive you of the benefit of the kingdom of God. You see, Satan will always seek to provide you with a substitute for the word of God and will attempt to infiltrate the thought process to influence our thinking with that substitute. But we got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. We got to be wise to the fact that we do have an enemy, the devil. Yes, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thank God for Jesus. He came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So believers of Christ, no matter how we think, we must come to realize that only God's word can give us the certainty of the right way to think. You see, God's word is true. God's word, we must meditate on God's word. We must not just be hearers of the word of God, but to be doers of the word. To let the word of God, hallelujah, after hearing. Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once we hear the word, we have to be doers of the word. You see, it's not enough just to hear, but we must be doers of God's word. Because if we do God's word, he promised, hallelujah, he promised, according to his word, that the promises of God in him, in Christ, are yea, and in him, yes, amen. Positioning yourself for God's provision. Positioning yourself to prosper. You see, your thought life as a believer of Christ is a weapon of warfare that you are to use to counteract the forces of evil that are assembled against you to keep you from prospering. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in tonight, your thought life as a believer of Christ is a weapon of warfare that you are to use to counteract the forces of evil that are assembled against you to keep you from prospering, living the abundant life. Yes, the God that we serve, he wants to bless his people. He wants us to prosper in the things that he wants to give us. Here, the word says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 6, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Yes, we must cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we must bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ and have a readiness to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. People of God, believers of Christ, there is power in our thinking. Remember what I said in the beginning? They called a Proverbs 3, verse 7. "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So our thinking process has a lot to do with whether we will fail or whether we will succeed in what we ought to do. So people of God, remember this. There is power in our thinking. There is power in the words that we speak. Yes, God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a God of love. And he's also a God of wrath. So anything in your life, as well as mine, as a believer of Christ, that is contrary to the word of God, must be taken captive and forced to be brought in line with what God's word is saying. Yes, it may not be easy, but we have to have a determination. Our mind has to be made up that we are to be different. We ought to think different. We ought to do things differently. We ought to be an example to the people that is looking at our life, to those that may not dot the door of a church building, but they're looking at your life. They're looking at the labor that you're saying as you being a Christian. The Bible says that we are epistles, right of men. So how can you be blessed by the word of God? Think about this for a minute. If your thinking doesn't line up with God's word, you see, God honors his word above his name. God left us the Bible, the instruction booklet for our lives in order for us to be successful. We have to get into the word of God for ourselves. We have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that did not do his thing, rightly divided the word of truth. We also have to consider that the God that we serve, he is a holy God, and he honors all of his word, not just part of it, like we want to. Hallelujah. We want to take the word of God and make it like a buffet table in our lives. No, you got to accept the bitter with the sweet. You got to accept the word of God cutting you up. It may cut to the intense depths of our heart, but it will cut and it'll make you better. Instead of bitter, that is a blessing in itself. God's word is biblical instruction before leaving earth. God's word will perform as he sees fit. It will not return to God void. So positioning yourself to prosper, positioning yourself for God's provision, it is something that you must do for yourself. Yes, it's time out for pointing the finger. It's time to be real with you and God. Bible says, again, for us to examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. This is a time of reflection. This is a time of getting into the word of God for yourself. This is a time for you to get in your prayer closet and seek the Lord like never before, to ask him for instruction each and every day of your life. Yes, we are in quarantine. Yes, we are on a stay-at-home order. But it's still, we don't have to be slothful. We don't have to be lazy. We can get into the word of God for ourselves. We can stretch out our faith and believe God, because every foundation at this hour is being shaken, from the White House all the way to your house and mine, even in the church house. We are confined to our own personal, hallelujah, surrounding, our own personal resonance. This is time. It's not time for pleasure. It's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to turn and get right with him. Positioning yourself for God's blessing, for his provision, it is something that you must do personally. Hallelujah. Remember this. This is a word to the wives. Avoid negative seeds, thoughts from entering your mind, and cultivate positive seeds of thoughts of God's word. Your mind will reproduce the seed that is planted in it. What you think and how you think will ultimately determine what your future will be. I'm going to say it again. Avoid negative seeds of thoughts from entering your mind and cultivate positive, accurate seeds in your mind, because your mind will reproduce the seed that is planted in it. What you think and how you think will ultimately determine what your future will be. Again, it relates back to Proverbs 23, verse 7, that says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." You have the ability to become whatever you desire to be, to the power of Christ. So, people of God, be careful how you think. It will affect your life for better or for worse. Your future direction in life is determined by the focus of your thoughts. A spiritual-minded person is focused on accurate things, on things of God. You must have your thoughts focused on God's word so that you might position yourself in order to prosper. Yes, positioning yourself for God's provision. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 27 and 17, the word says, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." You see, God have called you to hear how you may be blessed. Don't miss the door of opportunity that you have, that God has for you, even during this time of quarantine, of confinement to your house. God has for you in order to develop you to your full divine potential. Yes, this is a set time. We may not understand what is going on, but one thing that we do know, that God wants us to still be busy. He still wants us to still study his word, pray and fast, have that intimate relationship with him, having that set time in prayer, that set time to have a little talk with Jesus, to have a time of fellowship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agree as one. Yes, remember, brothers and sisters of Christ, our thought life must change in order to produce prosperity in our lives. You see, God encourages us to focus on things that are truth, that are of him. And the Bible, in the book of Psalms 1, verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate, ponder day and night." Again, in Psalms 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, Blessed is the man that dwelleth in the secret place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God who sits high and looks low. We serve a God that knows us all by name the very hairs on our head. Again, in Psalms 1, verse 1 and 2, it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. Yes, God's word is true. God's word will keep us. God's word will help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. We serve an awesome God, a good God. Ponder the word of God day and night in order to be transformed from the state that you are in to such a superior state requires the renewing of your thinking, the renewing of your mind. God has called you as a child of his to separate from the world and in his ways so that he may cause you to start thinking differently, to in order to live different. We must think different, positioning yourself to prosper, positioning yourself for God's provision. You see, God will cause a revolution in your way of thinking that will bring about a revelation of what he desires for your life. I'm going to say that again because this is something that you should be writing down. God himself, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand, he will cause a revolution in your way of thinking that will bring about a revelation of what he desires for your life. That revelation can bring about an instant change in your life. For an example, let's look at Moses. Moses' life was changed forever by the revelation of the burning bush that was not consumed. Moses, he seen it. He walked up to it. And before, when he got where the fire was burning, the bush was not being consumed. There was a voice that came forth and said, take off your shoes, because where you stand is holy ground. Also, we can look at the book of Gideon, life. It was changed forever by revelation involving a fleece that he laid on the ground to ask God on whether he had enough soldiers to fight the battle. He did it twice. Gideon, life was changed forever by revelation. Also, there was Jeremiah's life was changed forever by revelation at the potter's house. Putting his, hallelujah, the potter at the potter's wheel, being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. God knows how to change our lives by revelation on what he wants to do with our lives. Yes, people of God, believers of Christ, God's word will give us the ability to develop a life of power and of a sound mind by overcoming the forces of evil and self-defeating habits. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, God is a good God. Yes, God is a God of love. Yes, God is a God of wrath. Yes, people of God, believers of Christ, God's word gives us the ability to develop a life of power and a sound mind by overcoming the forces of evil and self-defeating habits. Then and only then can we say that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Then and only then can we testify that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You see, God, the word of God, it helps you to become free, no longer being a slave to the world, no longer being bound by sin. You can become the master of your own destiny. Brothers and sisters of Christ, don't let circumstances no longer can hold you hostage to them, because God has made you free. His Son has set you free. And who the Son set free is free indeed, because you are able to break free and achieve the destiny that was provided for you through Christ, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, who's Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. So positioning yourself to prosper, positioning yourself for God's provision. Hallelujah. Through the process of meditation, you can become slowly but surely to be modified, your thoughts, your thinking, that ultimately will determine what you will become. You see, your thinking, rather than your current situation in life, has a greater impact upon your future state. Again, it's better to be repeated. Your thinking, rather than your current situation in life, has a greater impact upon your future state. You see, the meditation process upon God's word has the ability to alter your thinking, your speaking, and your environment. In the book of Joshua 1, verses 7 through 8, it says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it, turn not to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." His book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Most of us, brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't spend enough time thinking on God's word You see, the word of God, the word that will not change, but do after hearing the word of God. Do we do the word? You see, the word of God must become real to you. It must become real in your life. And we must do the word, not just hearing the word. We must do the word on a daily basis in order for us to grow, in order for us to prosper in the things of God, so it can become effective in our lives, so that it can become real as we think on it, as we meditate on it. See, the word says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Yes, God has created you in his image. Yes, God is an awesome God. He is a good God. He is a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God who wants to see us make it more than we want to ourselves. So God has created you in his image, so you have no limitation. If your mind can conceive it, you can achieve it. Positioning yourself to prosper. Positioning yourself for God's provision. Remember this, people of God. Man can create anything. So therefore, if the thought comes through your mind, you have the ability to accomplish it. When you line up your words and your actions up with your thinking, when your life is in alignment with God's word, anything and everything is possible to them that believe. God wants you to meditate on his word in order to cause you to be able to visualize what he is saying about your life. Brothers, sisters in Christ, believers, hallelujah. If we can visualize it, we will begin to verbalize it. And if we verbalize it, we will begin to realize it. Yes, again, believer of Christ, if you can visualize it, you will begin to verbalize it. And if you can verbalize it, you will begin to realize it. Hallelujah. You see, the word says that my people is destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Without a vision, the people perish. You must have a vision. Word says, write the vision. Make it plain so that those that run with it will understand it. So people of God, use God's word to expand your thinking process, to expand positive in your life. Think on God's word, your thinking, because his word will give you no limitation. Success and great achievement begins with bold thinking. That's why we should think on things above, and not on things beneath. Think on things that will edify. Think on things that will bring forth encouragement and exhortation to your soul. Be free to think the unthinkable, to do the unimaginable, and to remember this, that everything that has been created by man has already been available to be created since the beginning of time. Here in the Word of God, in the book of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, God's word, it empowers us. God's word empowers us to accomplish the impossible. People of God, believers of Christ, you have the authority to alter your thinking by choosing to forsake negative thoughts and bringing them under suggestion, hallelujah, to the things of God. You have to forsake negative thinking and also negative people, those that come to bring defeat in your life, those that come to hinder what God is saying to you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, it says to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. So positioning yourself for God's provision, positioning yourself to prosper in the word of God, it says in Philippians 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Be determined. Make a determination to renew your mind on a daily basis. Put your thoughts, put your thought life in order. Hallelujah. Make it a priority. Memorize scriptures personally for you on a daily basis. Meditate on the word night and day. Let it be part of you, not just in your head. Let it fall in the depths of your heart, because your level of meditation on them will determine your measure of success in your life. Remember, seek out the word of God, that whatever you are faced with today, whatever you are struggling with, seek out the word of God that is in line to what you are going through at this very moment. Ask God to help you to overcome in all areas of your life. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, God will not allow you to move to another level until you have proven yourself faithful at your current level. God has given you what you have so that you might prove yourself worthy of more. Ain't no need to complain. Ain't no need to let envy and jealousy come in your heart. Because if you're not faithful in another man, in another man's ministry, in another man's vision, hallelujah, how can God give you your own? So remember, again, God will not allow you to move to another level until you have proven yourself faithful at the level you are. And at this moment, God has given you what you have so that you might prove yourself worthy of another move of God in your life. Yes, brothers and sisters, believers of Christ, going back to what we said from the beginning in Matthew 6, verse 31 through 33. Therefore, take no thought. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be concerned about today, because today will take care of itself. Therefore, take no thought. Don't be anxious. Where it says in Philippians 4, verse 5 and 6, for us to be careful and be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles. For your heavenly Father, he knoweth that you have need of all these things. But believers of Christ, let's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Position yourself for God's provision. Position yourself to prosper. You see, obedience to God's word is essential in a believer's life at all times. Not just some of the time, not just on Sunday morning during the midweek service. No, it's a 24/7, hallelujah, obedience. Hearing and obeying God are the twin keys in order to obtain success. To walk in God's blessing, you must be willing to walk in obedience to what God says. See, God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should repent. If God said something to you, he means what he says, and he says what he means. So we serve an awesome God here this night and forevermore. God is good and worthy to be praised. So again tonight, as we bring the lesson, the teaching to a close, we just hope and pray there was something that was said that would encourage you just to go on a little bit further in the things of God. Positioning yourself for God's provision. Positioning yourself to prosper. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word would not return to you void. We thank you that your word will accomplish what you will. Thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. Thank you for this opportunity to bring forth the word here tonight. We just hope and pray that through the teaching and the preaching of the word, that the word of God fell on good ground, brought forth 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings into people's lives. Thank you for meeting the needs here tonight. And all, and those that will be listening in at a later date, thank you, Father God, for honoring the requests. But most of all, thank you for the salvation of souls. Thank you, Father God, that the word says, hallelujah, in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Sir, ma'am, that may be you, that may be one, or that may be some, underneath the sound of my voice. A woman, a man, a boy or a girl, it's never too early to come to Christ. And it's never too late. All we got to do is realize, as long as we got breath in our body, God, there's still room at the cross for you. There's still room in the family of God. God is standing there, Jesus, at the door of your heart, just waiting to come in. You see, he won't push his way in. You have to invite him in. Excuse me. You have to invite him in. Jesus, he's the author and finisher of our faith. You see, it was Jesus who went to Calvary, shed his blood for all mankind, took upon himself the sins of the world, became an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. The word says, without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sins. Jesus became that bridge between God and man. Jesus, he is the trailblazer of Christianity. Jesus is all about him. It's all about him. He did. He took our place. He didn't deserve it, but he took it upon himself to take our sin, nail it on the old rugged cross, take our sin. He became poor that we may be rich. He was sinless, but he took sin upon his life in order to die for our sins, in order to conquer death in the grave. He rose up with power from on high. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks up. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Father God, for touching souls. Thank you, Father God, that the word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart, we'll believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us. Thank you, Father God, for helping us. And hallelujah, for sustaining us in areas where we may be weak. We stand on your word. Hallelujah, because where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. Touch those, Lord, in ready your lane. Touch those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date. Touch them, Lord. Set them free tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honoring requests. Thank you for salvation. We know time is wrapping up. Time is not like it once was. We serve an awesome God. We know that, precious Father, that as you have us by extending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives each and every day, we thank you, Lord, for helping us to overcome. We thank you, Lord, for building us up in the faith, taking us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. thy perfect will this day. Let thy perfect will be established. Let thy perfect will be done. And Father, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory, which is rightfully due to our holy and precious name, this night and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, in accordance with thy perfect will this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And Father God, we just say, amen, amen, amen. Well, bless God to the Apostle Timbo. Hallelujah. And Providence Timbo. Hallelujah. Come to thanking you for this opportunity to come before thee. Actually, just keep us up in prayer as we keep each and every one of us up in prayer. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed weekend. May God bless you. And God's willing, Jesus tarry until next Tuesday. Amen. Hallelujah. We will meet again. God bless.